Hi, my name's Julie Macken. Look, I've been talking of late about an issue first raised by Bernard Keane in the online publication Crikey. And last segment, I talked about the evidence, or not, of the idea that Australia is becoming a police state, or as Keane settled on, an anti-dissent state. And I promised I'd continue looking at the evidence and asking whether or not we are headed in that direction, or whether perhaps we're already there. Look, I think it's really easy for us to imagine that such a situation couldn't happen in a peaceful, prosperous and democratic country like ours. We tell ourselves Australians just aren't the type of people to cop a police state, not with our larrikin refusal to kowtow before any powers. Australia is not the Germany of the 1930s, nor is it North Korea, Saudi Arabia or even Turkey of today, because we have institutional safeguards like the courts, free speech, free media, and a prohibition constraining the use of the army against fellow Australians. Well, you know, except that time that the Labor Prime Minister Bob Hawke called out the army to smash the strike by airline pilots, but by and large, the army is not on the streets in Australia. Look, it's fair to say most Australians would not describe Australia as a police state or even an anti-dissent state. And that is a huge problem. Because after last week, the evidence is now very clear. Australia has all the hallmarks of a police state, and we are losing those few institutional safeguards against that happening. And all of that is happening because most people think it can't happen. And certainly it can't happen here. And it's this faith that's blinding a lot of the community to the facts. Here are some of the facts from last week alone. And much of this information comes from an article written in The Conversation by Professor Clinton Fernandez, International and Political Studies, UNSW, although all mistakes and responsibilities are mine. First, we discovered care of Andrew Wilkie using the only venue still able to conduct these conversations, the Federal Parliament, that the Turnbull government had filed criminal charges against Canberra lawyer Bernard Collaery and his client, a former officer of the Australian Secret Intelligence Service, ACES. Those charges are based on Article 39 of the Intelligence Services Act, which criminalised the unauthorised disclosure of certain information about ACES, and it carries a prison term of 2 years. The background to this situation is really important to know because it makes very clear that these two men are being persecuted in the interests of government ministers who have subsequently made a personal fortune out of this situation. And that background is this. 3 months before East Timor became an independent state in 2002, Australia's Foreign Minister, Alexander Downer, withdrew Australia from the maritime boundary jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice and the International Tribunal of the Law of the Sea. That meant East Timor couldn't claim its right under international law to a maritime boundary halfway between the two country coastlines. So East Timor was forced to negotiate bilaterally with Australia. Alexander Downer then allegedly ordered ACES to bug East Timor's negotiators. ACES installed listening devices inside East Timor's cabinet offices using the cover of a foreign aid program. And just as an aside, that is totally disgusting because it puts all our foreign aid programs and projects at risk, but separate issue. Anyway, East Timor signed a treaty that denied them the right to a maritime border on the median line. They lost out. The Secretary of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Dr. Ashton Colbert, then retired and joined the board of directors of Woodside Petroleum. Downer took a lucrative consultancy with Woodside after leaving Parliament in 2008. And it's now been reported that Woodside's chairman, Charles Goode, sat on the boards of top Liberal Party fundraising vehicles that generated millions of dollars in political donations. Dear friends, this is all about Woodside Petroleum getting the lion's share of gas from that tiny impoverished country of East Timor and being facilitated in doing that by ministers of the government. Anyway, this espionage operation occurred at the same time the Australian Embassy in Jakarta was bombed by Jamaat Islamiyah, the terrorist group. At that time, Downer and Prime Minister John Howard were assuring the public that they were taking every measure against these extreme Muslim terrorism in Indonesia. Diverting scarce resources away from the fight against these terrorists caused real concern in ACES, particularly when Downer's lucrative deal with the beneficiary of this spying, Woodside, was revealed. So Witness K complained to the Inspector General of the Intelligence Security about the East Timor operation. As a result, ACES sacked him. Witness K obtained permission from the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security to speak to his ACES-approved lawyer, Bernard Kaleri. After 2.5 years of research, Kaleri determined that the espionage operation in East Timor was unlawful and may have also been a conspiracy to defraud the government of East Timor. In 2013, Kaleri took steps to have Witness K give evidence about the operation in confidential overseas hearings. ASIO then raided the two men's homes. They took documents, data, and they cancelled K's passport. No criminal charges were filed against either man for 4.5 years. That is until May of this year, just 2 months after Australia concluded the new treaty with East Timor, the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions filed charges against them. Among the charges are conversations Kaleri is said to have had with a number of ABC journalists and producers like Emma Alberici, Peter Lloyd, Connor Duffy and Marion Wilkinson. This is just appalling. And what's worse is that Labor has fallen into lockstep with the government on this because Timor-Leste began its Timor Sea suit against Australia when Julia Gillard was Prime Minister. And it was Julia Gillard who rejected Timor-Leste's complaint about the bugging when they learned about it in 2012. Look, this is how a country becomes a police state. Both major parties collude to deny human rights to civilians. Labor is up to pussy's ribbon in the denial of justice on this front. I suggest that we all turn up to the Magistrates Court in the ACT on the 25th of this month to stand in solidarity with these two men. Because if we don't, trust me, our silence will be taken as consent.